Just a week before the Park City Council approved the fireworks ban, it snowed in Park City. Days later, it rained, but even so, it wasn't enough precipitation to convince Fire Chief Paul Hewitt that it was safe enough to allow personal fireworks in town.
It's a bit of an odd animal here in Park City. If you were to take our terrain and our conditions and put them in Salt Lake Valley, it's referred to as the wildland-urban interface, and that's steep slopes where fire travels extremely fast give us an entirely different condition than you'd see down in the valley, for example. So I'll define this year's danger as a 5 on a 1 to 10, and when I rate it as a 5, we're probably going to err on the side of safety. So in answer to your question, rain, snow, they have a great element about them as they bring moisture, but they also bring a lot of this cheatgrass. And the cheatgrass is, in some areas, it's above waist level right now, and it only takes days for that to grow out and become extremely flammable.
It could be that without a very wet summer in the future, personal fireworks could be a thing of the past. Even with some recent snow, he says it's just not enough to lower the fire danger. Park City, he says, has literally been playing with fire when it's allowed fireworks in even drier conditions.
We had a couple of years that we, as Park City residents, escaped a very big threat. And so we are a little bit gun-shy right now. I won't make excuses for that. So we do err, like I say, on the side of caution.
Yeah.
And that may be that year. And we make no apologies for that. We try to weigh very carefully the public's freedoms with the safety. And, you know, we could not escape. And I hope I'm never the fire chief and we have a year that proves me right of what wildfire is. Nobody can escape wildfire, not even our local economy. So we take this very seriously.
On a per square mile basis, he says Park City has steeper slopes than the rest of the Snyderville Basin, increasing the fire danger even more. And while Park City can have a say over what happens within its boundaries, the fire district and unincorporated Summit County cannot.
I think the danger is about the greatest you'll see right here in Park City proper. There's no area in, now we have Summit Park and areas like that in Snyderville Basin too. And I've had a lot of those residents playing for a ban on fireworks as well. But that's not up to us. That's up to the state forester. So he's decided not to ban them in Summit County.
Hewitt cannot support public safe zones either, saying they're just not as safe as you might think.
As fire chief, I'm responsible for not only the fire safety, but also the physical safety of residents. And that just does not make sense to me. If you open up the city park, for example, for everybody to bring their consumer-grade fireworks. We're talking about things that fly and explode that are very lethal. You can Google it every year. People are dying, losing their eyes. I mean, these are lethal fireworks we're talking about, and everybody's bringing their boxes of fireworks, and they converge in City Park to light them off. I absolutely appreciate what Randy says, and in fact, I, as a citizen, I totally agree with him. I used to light off fireworks a lot, but it's now my responsibility to protect the public. So my point on that is now we're not just looking at fire danger, we're looking at the public safety. These areas of discharge just don't work.
So within the Park City limits, only sparklers and snakes will be allowed between now and July 6th.
The only thing that isn't considered a consumer-grade firework is sparklers and snakes, if I'm not mistaken. That's basically the way to say it. So it's very benign stuff here in the city.
You can, however, use fireworks outside the city limits. The fire chief asks that you be very careful no matter what you're lighting. If caught lighting off fireworks within the city limits, though, you will be facing a Class B misdemeanor. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.